This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is imposing new coronavirus testing requirements for all travelers from China. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
China has been rolling back its strict antivirus controls and recently announced it will resume issuing passports for tourism for the first time since the start of the pandemic. There's also been a surge in cases in China. The CDC announcement is starting next week. All travelers to the U.S. from China will be required to take a virus test no more than 2 days before travel and provide a negative test before boarding their flight. This applies to anyone 2 years and older, including U.S. citizens. The CDC says the restrictions will be in place because of a surge in cases, as well as a lack of adequate and transparent information about the virus from China. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Vatican has said the health of retired Pope Benedict has worsened due to his age. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has the story.
Vatican officials have said doctors are monitoring the condition of the 95-year-old retired pontiff. Pope Francis had gone to visit his predecessor before the announcement and asked the faithful to pray for him. Benedict has lived in a monastery on Vatican grounds since he retired in February 2013. Benedict was the first pontiff to resign in 600 years. I'm Karen Chamas.
Bolivian police on Wednesday arrested Luis Fernando Camacho, governor of the economic powerhouse Santa Cruz region, on terrorism charges, setting off street clashes between its supporters and security forces. Camacho's supporters barricaded streets in Santa Cruz, demanding his release. They also torched the regional prosecutor's office. No immediate reports of injuries there. Camacho leads the second largest opposition bloc in the Legislative Assembly. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ethiopian Airlines on Wednesday resumed scheduled flights to Tigray's capital, Mekelle, as the result of a peace agreement signed between the federal government and the Tigray officials in November. The move came a day after a federal government delegation led by the Speaker of Ethiopia's parliament visited Mekelle, paving the way for more dialogue between the two sides that have fought a deadly war for 2 years now, in which hundreds of thousands of people have died. The Tigray region had been largely cut off from the rest of the world during the past 2 years, with that conflict undergoing. But communications are slowly resuming as phone lines start to be restored in parts of that region. South Sudan will send 750 soldiers to the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo soon to join a regional force fighting a rebel offensive, according to a military spokesperson. President Salva Kiir instructed the troops to, in his words, keep order, urging them to protect the civilians and their properties from any harm. Here in the U.S., at least 34 people have died in western New York's deadliest winter storm in decades. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The majority of those who died in Buffalo, where many lost power, were stuck in cars and homes, or went outside in the snowstorm. Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkars.
We are fearful that there are individuals who may have perished.
One heartbroken mother, Wanda Brown Steele, told WSOC her daughter was found dead in her car.
So easy to ask yourself, why God?
More than 4 feet of snow fell. Pollenkars says the county and state taking over cleanup in Buffalo, where a travel ban remains in effect, military police assisting with that. Meanwhile, temperatures are forecast to go up to the 40s and 50s as the week goes on, helping melt that snow. Julie Walker, New York.
The Ukrainian government minister in charge of technology says his country is developing combat drones that attack the ones Russia has used during its invasion of Ukraine. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, the Minister of Digital Transformation described Russia's war in Ukraine as the first major war of the Internet age. The official added that the Ukrainian military so far has used drones mostly for reconnaissance, and that strike zones are the next step. And Australia has approved a request to extradite a former U.S. Marine Corps pilot to the U.S. where he faces charges of money laundering and breaking U.S. armed controls laws, according to the Attorney General's Department. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.